90.7 New Life FM. I'm Daniel Britt with Nancy Lee DeMoss. And Nancy, so glad that you were to join us here on the radio. You join us every day, but this is one-on-one, and we really appreciate you coming by.
And we really appreciate the minister of WMVV and the way God's using this ministry to just touch lives in a significant way.
We've been talking about your new book titled Holiness, The Heart God Purifies. Now, you have a program that's out now as well called Seek Him. Tell us about that.
Well, this is actually something new that's coming, and I think we're going to start letting our listeners know about it shortly, so today's a good chance.
Sure.
But, this fall will be the 100th anniversary of the 1904-05 revival that began in Wales. And some people may not be familiar with that, but it was an extraordinary moving of God's Spirit that started in the country of Wales but then spread throughout the world. An example of this is the front page of the Denver Post in January of 1905. It was a several-month period there. But the front page of the Denver Post said, the top headline was, "Entire City Pauses for Prayer at Noonday." And it was this picture of how the major department stores, it would be equivalent today to Target and Sam's and Walmart, all signed an agreement that they would close their stores for 2 hours at noon so people could go and pray.
Wow.
And that's what people did. And the transformation in the culture, they said alcoholic in Wales, men were a lot of alcoholism among the coal miners.
Sure.
That Christmas they began to get gifts for their families instead of wasting their income on booze. And there were some just dramatic transformations that took place. And as I began to realize this anniversary was on us, we began as a ministry, Revive Our Hearts, and the ministry I serve with, Life Action Ministries, to say, how could we get this word out to people about what God has done in the past, but believe Him to do a fresh work of revival in our day? We need this in our country more today than ever. So we've written a book that will be out in the fall called Seeking Him. It's a 12-week study on personal revival and handles. It's a workbook, so there's studies to do from the Scripture, practical application. It's also designed for small groups so they can discuss what their individuals are studying during the week. And then in the beginning of the 100th anniversary is 1905, but in the beginning of 2005, we'll be airing on Revive Our Hearts a 12-week series called Seeking Him.
Okay.
There'll be DVD available for small groups to use. We'll be having a weekly telephone conference prayer call on Saturdays where people can actually call in and join a prayer meeting for revival. And our burden, Daniel, is just to see God's people who are longing for something more, something different. We've got so many big programs and great books and TV and radio programs and celebrity-studded concerts and conferences. But what we need more than anything in our day is for a visitation of God's Spirit in revival. So our nation's in the throes of an election season.
Sure.
That's not going to be the solution ultimately
to
the needs in our nation. It's a heart issue. And if the people of God will seek Him with all their hearts and repent of our wicked ways and pray and seek His face, then I believe that God will come and visit this land again. So this is just really a very preliminary announcement of something that our listeners are going to be hearing a lot more about the days ahead, Seeking Him.
Nancy Lee DeMoss on 90.7 New Life FM. I'm Daniel Britt. Nancy, I like the way you write. And we've talked about this off air at the radio station, about how to present what we do on a daily basis on the radio to Christians. I mean, it's one thing when you're talking about reaching the lost, you want to use language they understand.
Mm-hmm.
But now even Christians, I think this term that's been dubbed Christianese, a lot of these words that even Christians of today don't really seem to understand, it sort of goes over. Holiness is an example.
Yeah,
I think sometimes
right.
holiness, we sort of understand what it means, but it just sort of in one ear out the other, we don't really comprehend. But you bring that down to our level to where we can understand exactly what it means without having to go get a dictionary and start looking up words and figuring out what it all what it how it
and
makes
and these
sense.
Are precious terms that we need to recapture.
They really are
our life and our hope, and we get so enmeshed in the world system and in secular thinking, and even in the church we do. So to go back to the Scripture, this year I spent writing this book on holiness was such a an incredible time in my own walk with the Lord, letting God search my heart. And I try to write out of the fullness of what God is doing in my own life. So I hope that the overflow will be a blessing to those who pick up this book.
How can we find out more information about your ministry? Do you have a website?
We do, reviveourhearts.com. Mm-hmm. And that has information about the radio program, about the resources we have available, about our different regional Revive Our Hearts conferences. We have one in the fall in Indiana, and that may be a little far for some of your listeners, but we'll be back in the Southeast in 05, so they can keep up with the schedule, with prayer requests, with a lot of resources we have available to help women, wives, moms, people in the workplace, to really have a walk with God that is vital and vibrant, and not only to experience personal transformation, but then to be instruments of revival in the lives of others.
That's good. And Nancy, we've got a link to your website from our site, so our listeners can go there as well. And we'll look forward to hearing you every morning on New Life FM.
Great. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks for being here.